Hello out there, and welcome to Work with Miles Okazaki, where I share a few things I've picked up over the years as a guitarist and composer in New York City. If you like what you hear, you could go over to Patreon and become a member for a very small fee and have access to video versions of all of these episodes and others that aren't included here. Download materials such as sheet music and exercises, and have the ability to ask me questions directly and request topics for new episodes. This program focuses on the guitar, but goes into many other areas, so there should be something for everyone. And the show starts now. Back, let's get to work. This is the exercise from last time that I was just trying to use as a diagnostic of how do you like to pick all downstrokes or alternating or reversing. By that last one, I mean like when you go to a lower string, you use an upstroke. When you go to a higher string, you use a downstroke. And then otherwise, you just alternate. So, like in that case, like a three-note phrase. Like if you are alternating, I don't think many people would do it that way, Do you start with a downstroke or do you start with an upstroke on that? That's with a downstroke. For me, I would usually start that with an upstroke because I'm moving this way on the guitar already just to get to the note. So when I was writing Fundamentals of Guitar about 10 years ago, that's a book that's out there if you're interested in this kind of thing on Mel Bay and Amazon and stuff. I was trying to figure out, so I wanted to do a whole section on picking, and I wanted to do it using a sort of a way that I was getting into at that time, which was using the drum rudiments. And I was calling it symmetrical picking because it's like right and left hand, you know, for the drums is a symmetrical. A lot of the things that you do in the drums, such as paradiddles, are like, you know, they're just symmetrical. They go this way and then they go that way. So I thought, well, this could be a good way to work on stuff on the guitar because I was already doing that naturally. Like I would look at something that I was playing as a warm-up, like this piece. This is the Bach Violin Sonata in C major, the last movement of that C major one. So, like this section that has these string skips, I was going, let me get this camera a little bit better on my picking hand, using the upstroke for those coming down. Now, that's pretty natural, I think, but then I was like, well, what happens? Realizing every time I come to the lower string, I'm using an upstroke. So I was like, well, let me just expand that into kind of a systematic way. So I wrote this section called Pick Control. So I'm gonna kind of work on that a little bit on this Patreon, go through some of these ideas, and maybe really basic for a lot of people, but for me it helps out a lot to revisit the fundamentals, as we call them. So single strokes. Now I know this, what I'm calling symmetrical picking, is like something that a lot of people do anyway, probably. And I think it's called other things like efficiency picking or economy picking or something. But I don't know of any particular version of it where it goes through the drum rudiments on the guitar. And by the drum rudiments, what I mean to say is drummers, like the snare drum, classic snare drum books have sticking patterns in their right stick. It's just right and left, right, left, RL. And so I'm trying to imagine the guitar as if right, let's see if this works on camera. Does this work? Maybe that's backwards. Maybe it should be like this. I don't know. Right is the higher strings and left is the lower strings. So we're going like this. Like right is going this way and left is coming this way. I'm imagining the guitar is kind of like flat like this. And so anything I do on the drum, right, left, right, left, right, would just be. So any sticking pattern I could then recreate with the pick in that way. Now that means two different strings, right? If I'm just on one string, in a way that's just kind of like one hand or something like that. But two different strings. Because most of the issues with picking that I've found have to do with skipping strings or moving from one string to another smoothly, right? So, you know. How do you get the breaks smooth? You know, and especially if you're skipping, such as in that. That's fairly challenging. You know, I'm skipping a string there. So I thought I could just make some exercises. So the first thing that drummers usually study with the rudiments is just a single stroke. Single stroke is just right, left, right, left, right, left, right, left. One stroke with each hand. Okay? So here's an exercise. This has no musical content, really. It's just for the right hand. So you could do this. I would do this like while I'm watching a movie or something because it's purely physical stuff, although you do want to get a good sound, so you want to be conscious of, are you articulating properly? But it's not that deep. I'm just playing E flat to an A, but I'm not really thinking about the notes so much as which fingers I'm using. I'm using second finger, first finger. First finger. Now fourth finger. So this is a little bit of a left hand warm up as well, just to kind of loosen up the hand. It's not challenging for the left hand, but it starts to get challenging for the right hand. Now I'm gonna stand these two strings, and instead of having the first finger on the bottom string, I'll have the second finger on the bottom string. D to a B flat. The important thing is that the second finger is on the bottom string. And then I just move the other fingers to the different places, you know. Third finger, second finger. Fourth finger, second finger. Then I put the third finger on the bottom string. First finger's third finger. One and three. Two and three. Four and three. Put the fourth finger on the bottom. One and four, two and four, and three and four. Okay, so now I've done kind of like, you know, a pretty good combination of finger placements, but all of this is focusing on getting an even stroke with the right hand for these single strokes. Okay. Now I'm gonna skip a string. Do the exact same pattern with these fingers. 2-1. I mean, it ends up being a major seventh, but you know, whatever. So I'll go back to the beginning just so you can hear it in sequence. So. I'll attach a PDF to this video. Play. Okay. And then maybe I do it the opposite way, like doing the whole pattern kind of upside down, starting with the top, having the top string always be the point of reference. You can do this with any two strings. You could do it on a scale. You know, if I wanted to be like, okay, well, I'd like to do this more like melodically, you know, I could say, well, let me just play B flat major scale and I'll go like a... for single strokes. This is pretty basic, but I think that, you know, maybe harder than you think. It's a little, especially if you start speeding it up. So, you know, I would start it wherever you need to be. And then I'd get it up. Gets harder as the gap gets wider. It gets harder and harder to keep to maintain the tempo. All right, so that's long enough for now. I'll get next time. I will get into the next page of the book, which is double strokes. All right. Well, that's it for today's episode. I hope you found it useful for your personal work. This podcast was produced by Ed Gavitt, with the original source being a video on Patreon. If you'd like to see this video, head on over to Patreon and search for Work with Miles Okazaki. If you go through a browser and sign up as a member, it's a very small fee. And if you like the convenience of the iOS app, it's just a little bit more. In any case, as a member, you have access to categories such as exercises for the guitar, things to download, things to practice, guided practice sessions where I practice and you play along, a category called the Language of Jazz where I go through standards and famous solos, transcriptions, listening sessions, and also a complete series on every composition by Thelonious Monk as it might be played on the guitar. I do detailed demonstration of material from my book Fundamentals of Guitar and have prepared special exercises and software even for members of the site. Every Sunday we sit down with some Bach, take a look at some violin sonatas, cello suites, inventions, well-tempered clavier, things like that. We work on sight reading, we work on listening, exercises to train your ear, exercises to train rhythmically off the instrument. And then as often as I can, I sit down and do a mailbag episode where I go through listener questions and answer them directly. We're having a lot of fun over there, and I really hope you can join us. And thanks for joining us today on this podcast version and for your support of creative music. See you next time.